Did you know that skincare can start in the laundry room? All Free Clear is the number one laundry detergent brand recommended by dermatologists, allergists, and pediatricians for sensitive skin. All Free Clear is 100% free of dyes and perfumes. It provides an effective clean that's gentle on skin while removing impurities like dirt and body oil without leaving irritating residues. Plus, All Free Clear liquid is Safer Choice certified by the US EPA. For a clean you can feel good about, all you need is All Free Clear.
If your small business is booming and ready to expand, you might say something like,
"It's happening!"
Booyah!
Yeah! Crushed it.
But if you need someone who can actually help protect your growing business, just say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And just like that, your State Farm agent can help you get the coverage you need for your new space. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Do you think that we, Ireland, are we a dog-friendly nation, or have some businesses become too dog-friendly? Take a listen to Irish Independent journalist Rosalind Dee. She was talking to Kira a little bit earlier today about where she takes her dog.
When there's a mass on, there's people, you know, in prayer and contemplation, in silence at times as well. And I think that, you know, I have taken him into other churches in Italy, but I've always asked, you know, at the door.
And you've been told, yes, that's fine.
And I've been told, yes. I mean, he's been in the cathedral in Turin, you know, Turin Shroud fame. And I asked at the door and I was carrying him, and he more or less, the guy told me I didn't have to carry him. I could put him down, and we just walked around, did what we had to do and walked back out again. But I think that's the thing, Kira, with a lot of things to do with dog friendly places, wherever we are in the world, it's about respect for the other, for the people who are there. I mean, the bottom line is dog friendly is great, but people being people friendly should always take precedence.
It's a well-travelled dog. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. I want to hear your dog-friendly experiences with your own pup or whatever pet you bring with you. Fiona from Surge Coffee in Clontarf in Dublin is on the line. Fiona, are you dog-friendly?
Yes, we are. We also have another premises in Grand Canal, and we allow the dogs in all the time. We're extremely dog-friendly. You know, it's amazing the amount of conversations that it builds up between customers and everything else. They just love to be able to bring their dogs in.
So you advertise as a coffee shop or you know, a place you can come and bring your pet with you?
Absolutely, absolutely. I spend an awful lot of time in Germany. My eldest daughter lives there, and there's no place in Germany that people aren't allowed to bring their dogs. Supermarkets, shops, you know, clothes shops, restaurants, everywhere is dog friendly.
So there's nowhere you can't bring your pup in Germany?
No, you can bring your dog absolutely everywhere. Everywhere.
What about if you're going out for a meal at night? Surely the dog isn't sitting in the fancy restaurant.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We haven't brought our dog to Germany now, but I've been in many restaurants where there's been a dog sitting beside me or across the way from us, and they're allowed in everywhere.
And I take it you've no issue with that. You're obviously a dog person, though, Fiona.
I am, yes. Yeah, absolutely. I've no issue with dogs anywhere. And, you know, basically, dogs are always on their lead when they're in places, you know. Once they're kept on their lead, and, you know, there are people who don't like dogs or they have a fear of dogs. You know, however, you don't have to let the dog run amok around the place. Mm. They're not allowed without being on their lead.
So is that the case usually in coffee shops and cafes here at home? Like owners, like, do you have to keep the dog on a lead even in the coffee shop?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
You do have to.
Yeah.
So Fiona, like, is that actually a rule? That dogs have to be kept on the lead when they're inside the premises.
No, but, and you know, it's funny, we've never actually said that to anybody. People are respectful and they keep their dogs on the lead.
So it's not that there's some legislation around it or anything, it's just that people have manners and do.
Yeah, people are respectful of other people and they keep their dogs on the lead. You know, yeah. We've never once, I have to say, had an issue in the shop over a dog. Ever.
Yeah. And even if there's a couple of people there with, you know, with dogs at the one time, and you've bigger dogs and smaller ones, there's never been an issue between between the dogs.
No, absolutely not. Never. You know, and even anywhere I've been that there's been dogs in the place, I've never seen an issue with other dogs either. You know, and most of all, I've never seen a dog go to the toilet indoors.
That's what I would be thinking. Sean, do you think we're a dog-friendly nation?
No, not really. There's certainly far more restaurants and hotels I can think of that would exclude dogs than are willing to accept them. That'd be my experience anyway. But
you obviously have dogs, I take it.
I have. I have three, but I'm lucky in that I live in a countryside area, so I don't have to inflict them on the rest of you very often.
Yeah, but I take it you're capable then of going out for something to eat on a Saturday night and you don't have to bring three dogs with you.
No, I don't. But even if I wanted to, there's a couple of local places between, you know, in Swords, Ashburn and locally. None of them would accept dogs that I can think of.
Mm. Okay.
So it's not even an option.
Does that bother you?
No, not really. Now, if I was out for a walk or a walk along the beach with the dogs or during the legal and accepted period and I wanted to nip in for a cup of coffee or something like that on the way home, it can be a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
The other one that's a strange one is I've had complaints where I stopped on the way back and I wanted to go into a local garden centre on a Sunday afternoon, dog on a lead, and not a dangerous breed or anything like that. But I just wanted to pick up a couple of plants and was asked to kindly leave the dog in the car.
You can't bring him into the garden centre. I suppose it's bringing it into a shop, isn't it?
No, I mean, the dog was on a leash. It wasn't, it's a quiet enough animal, so it's going to do any harm. But I could sort of see it from the owner of the nursery's point of view. The place was reasonably crowded and they don't want to take a chance on there being an incident and then be found liable for letting me stay there.
But you see, that is the problem. Fiona, you might know a little bit more about that. Like, if something did happen, I presume it would be on your insurance.
Yes, absolutely. You know, but as I say, you know, I have never, you know, even abroad, I have never seen an incident in a coffee shop, restaurant, bar, anywhere between dogs. Always on the lead.
Mossy is with us. Mossy, you run the Blackbird in Ballycotton. So you serve food and drink, I take it there.
Hi, Andrew. Yeah, we do. And we're dog friendly with 10 years and whatever. We don't seem to have any problem with it, you know.
Yeah, so a little bit ahead of the curve then in this.
They're easier to handle than actually some of the public dogs. we got a couple of water bowls around the place. We got a couple of seats on the counter. And, yeah, once they bring the dog in and he's attached to the lead, we don't have any problem with this, Andrea.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
And do you know the answer to that? Do owners have to keep their pet on the lead? Is there a rule around that, or is it just that you do it to ask them to be mannerly?
We would have a sign for safety reasons that they would have the dog on the lead, and all our staff would be told that make sure there's no little terrier running around the place there with a lead hanging off and somebody could fall over him or anything like that. But we're getting all kinds of dogs in. We're getting terriers, you know, you're getting the springers, you're getting the retired greyhounds, you know, and all that. And I'm a dog person anyway, you know what I mean? And when we ran the bar, I would make sure that it was dog friendly, 100%. Like, it's not fair really, is it? Like, dogs, you know, they help the blind, they help the disabled, they find drugs and all that, and then you can't take them out for a cup of coffee or lunch. Not fair.
Well, whatever about the coffee or brunch or the lunch, I have no interest in going out for a meal on a Friday or a Saturday evening, in the rare occasion or whatever I do it, and sitting down beside somebody's dogs and their pets. I have no interest. It would actually put me off going to a place.
Will you stop now? Obviously you don't like dogs, Andy, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
Yeah, no, I'm, to be honest, I'm afraid of them. Like, I've always had a fear of dogs.
We've got a big bar and you come in one door or the other and we get to the place.
I can sit outside. Yeah, probably right too.
It's a big area and the dogs are usually sitting underneath the table and they're very, very good. Yeah, I don't have any problem with it whatsoever. No.
Vicky,
I would be more inclined to go to a place, even if I didn't have the dog with me, to go to a place that supports it and go in there and have the coffee and all that.
Yeah. Vicky, you have a dog. Do you think we're a dog-friendly nation?
I do, really. I usually have two dogs. Unfortunately, one of my dogs got... I adopted a deaf dog and the poor devil got run over. But I still have a little small Jack Chi, which is a Jack Russell Chihuahua mix. And he's a tiny little fella, but he rules the roost. He's a little man syndrome, you know. But I really think that people that love dogs, you know what I mean? Like they're proper animal lovers and I wouldn't be without the dog, that's for sure.
And would you inquire now, would you seek out places, Vicky, that are dog friendly if you were going for a drink? You would, yeah.
Oh yeah. When we go, I like to go to Host now. Myself and my partner, we go to Host a good bit on a Sunday and have a walk around with the dog, and all the places there, they all have a bowl of water outside for the dog, and you know, it's lovely. It's lovely, and lots of people do the same as we do. They're walking around, and everywhere has a little doggy bowl outside with water. Some of them have bowls with food in them as well, like little kibbles for dogs and stuff.
Yeah, little things for them to eat. Yeah.
And lots of people do that. Lots of people go for two bowls for that kind of thing. And I'd be lost without a dog.
Do you do accommodation, Mossy, as well? Do you provide accommodation?
No, we haven't done that as yet. We're heading down now to Roscommon this evening, and we're bringing the little man with us because he has to come everywhere.
He's to come with you, yeah. And Mossy, do you provide accommodation in the Blackbird?
We don't have accommodation. No, there's more and more places with accommodation
for dogs. Yeah.
Andrea, tell me, like, if you were going for lunch to your neighbours or to your cousins or relations or that, if they had a dog there, would you not go for lunch?
I would, but, like, they'll know that I will be really, really terrified going into the house with the dog.
You're just afraid.
Yeah. The funniest part of this story is that my father was a vet, so if you can get your head around that. But anyway, listener says, I go to a local restaurant for lunch weekly. There's another local man who comes in with his golden retriever. No leash in the dog. Lets him go from table to table begging for food. You see, that now would drive me nuts if that was happening.
It's an awful pity because, like, when you've got a dog, the unconditional love a dog will give you, it's something else you don't get anywhere else.
Another texter says, sooner... No, you're okay. I was just going to read this listener's message here. I'd much sooner have dogs in restaurants and on planes than screaming babies and noisy children. That might be a story for another day, one we'll come back to. This listener says, I love my dogs, but eating in a place with dogs indoors is such a turn-off. Some people are allergic also, and it's so unfair. Finally, there's one texter out there who agrees with me. Oh, the email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Thanks a million to Mossy, Vicky, Sean, Fiona there too from Surge Coffee in Clontarfin, Dublin. Thanks for your time on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Did you know that skincare can start in the laundry room? All Free Clear is the number one laundry detergent brand recommended by dermatologists, allergists, and pediatricians for sensitive skin. All Free Clear is 100% free of dyes and perfumes. It provides an effective clean that's gentle on skin while removing impurities like dirt and body oil without leaving irritating residues. Plus, All Free Clear liquid is Safer Choice certified by the US EPA. For a clean you can feel good about, all you need is All Free Clear. Here.